Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Well, hello again, everyone, and isn't it grand to be back?
No.
Isn't it warm, huh?
Yes, it's quite warm here in New York, and I guess it's warm over a good part of the United States today.
You're right, Bob.
Therefore, we're all in the same boat, so to speak.
And we also have been reading the paper here, and
we... Excuse me, this boat is leaking.
Well, let's leave and take the hills.
Abandon ship.
The dam has bust. Follow me, men. They went that away.
You want the Death Valley Day studio?
No, I'm in the right studio.
We have a lot of very important things to discuss today, things of national interest, of a political nature.
Well, I suppose you've all read and heard about how President Truman has to sign the new economic controls bill by tonight, midnight. Incidentally, Bob, just what economics does that bill control?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Ray. Wages, prices, rents, consumer credits, defense production, and pork chops.
Thank you, Bob. Now, it was our thought that maybe some of our listeners might not understand what all this was about. So we'll try to clarify for you exactly what President Truman faces tonight at 11:59 p.m. Now, let's take a typical example. Now, what were those again, Bob?
Wages, prices, rents, consumer credits, defense production, and pork chops.
Well, let's take pork chops.
Yeah, that's a good choice, I think.
Check. Now, OPS, that's the Office of Price Stabilization, of course, has frozen pork since last January.
Going back to our Bob and Ray book, I see it was January 16th. Make it exact.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, these pork chops have to come, friends, from lightweight hogs.
Technically, they're classified in the trade as lightweight hogs.
That's right. But now, here's a very important point. OPS...
Wait just a minute. Is everybody getting this? You're taking notes on it?
We'll have a quiz at the end of the show, fellas.
You may ask you questions at any time, so stay awake.
OPS, in fixing a ceiling, you see, did not differentiate between a loin chop, a rib chop, and a Garfield chop.
I think right here, Ray, that you should explain that a Garfield chop is used for spare ribs.
Well, I'm very glad that you mentioned that, Bob. So in evaluating the difference between fixed ceiling prices and unfixed ceiling prices, President Truman will have to go the whole hog or nothing.
Now, wouldn't this be a good place to point out the part that transportation surcharges play in this picture?
Check. Now, transportation surcharges affect stabilized price hikes in inverse ratio to the mean distance between the slaughterhouse and the wholesaler.
Who, in turn, passes it on, of course, to the retailer.
Who, of course, passes it to the ultimate consumer.
Meaning you and me.
Exactly. So, tonight, when President Truman sits down in the powder room at the White House...
That's blue room, that...
Well, sort of a powder blue.
Uh-huh.
To sign this bill, remember that every scratch of his pen affects every man, woman, and child in this country who eats pork chops.
And do you think we should end this explanation by telling our listeners the price of pork chops today?
I don't think so, Bob, no. Now, if you have any questions on that, friends, just address them to Pork Chops, NBC, New York.
We'll try to have a printed answer that will break the whole thing down into easy segments for easy understanding.
We try to keep these things clear, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. All right, now... What else do we have here?
We have
today?
An impartial survey that seems to be all set to go.
Oh, yes. Time now for Bud Sturley, the Bob and Ray impartial surveyor, who is again at some spot conducting another one of his world-famous impartial surveys.
How do you do, sir? I'm Bud Sturley. Have you ever met me before?
No, I never have.
Have you received any remuneration for this impartial survey?
No, I have not.
I notice you're holding a half a grapefruit there, sir.
That's right, I am.
I wonder if you'd mind squeezing that grapefruit.
Certainly.
I'll help you. All over your suit there, sir. All right, now, will you take this half grapefruit, which I have here?
All right.
And will you squeeze this one, please?
All right.
Now, you seem to have a little bit in your eye there, sir.
That's right.
You can see right off, of course, which one appealed to you most, can't you?
Well, I liked your grapefruit much better than mine.
You thought that the grapefruit I gave you was tastier,
yeah.
More juicy, perhaps?
Had a lot more juice. And it hit me in the eye a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was milder.
And you've never seen me before, sir?
No, I never have.
Can you see anything right now?
Not very much, no.
Well, we'll return you to our studio now for a bit of music by our trio.
Just a moment, please, now, just before you go any further. I was listening to that impartial survey.
Yes, Mary.
And what was the point of that, actually? What was being proven there?
Well, the fellow had a grapefruit, as I understand
it. Yes.
And they were trying to prove that one grapefruit was juicier than the other one.
I see. Well, I didn't get it at all. Mm-mm. No.
Well, maybe one of these days Bud Sturdley will take his impartial survey to somebody and ask about sour cream. You can't tell.
Well, I don't know. Well, are the men going to play?
Yes, they are. They're all set to play Get Happy.
Well, fine.
Musical trio. That's sometimes known as Arlo and the Playboys, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And
their latest pictures will be in post offices all over the country in a very few days.
Telephone, Bob.
It's for you. I can tell by the ring.
We're expecting a call from Steve Bosco, and actually I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for the call to come in. Incidentally, Bob, it's commercial time here. Why don't we get to it right now?
All right. Attention, chimney sweeps.
Are you a chimney sweep?
Have you been using the old-fashioned sidewall broom to sweep out chimneys?
Throw it away. Buy a new patented blockbuster chimney swipe manufactured by A. New Broom Company, 128 and a half West 22nd Street, in the shadow of the 3rd Avenue L.
No more laborious climbing up the inside of chimneys, dragging a heavy outmoded broom behind you.
And getting your pants dirty.
Buy a blockbuster chimney swipe and let it do the dirty work for you.
Each blockbuster chimney swipe has thousands of tiny brushes which reach every nook and cranny of the chimney.
It weighs only 438 pounds, and five men can easily carry it to the roof.
You simply drop the blockbuster down the chimney,
thus cleaning it out in one simple operation,
and leaving the dirt and soot in the living room where it can be easily swept up.
Now, don't go to work in grimy, stained overalls.
Be a white-collar man and clean up with a blockbuster chimney swipe.
Go up on your roof and drop a card to A. New Broom Company, 128 and a half West 22nd Street, New York City.
Or better still, call Atwater 93542 and ask for Myrtle.
Our operators are simply in a lather trying to cope with the call, so if the line is busy, hang up and mutter to yourself for 20 seconds or so.
That address is A. New Broom Company, 128 and a half West 22nd Street.
Caution, that address is now, correction, this is. It's 138 and a half West 22nd Street.
We've moved to newer and larger quarters.
That's because of the tremendous demand for blockbuster chimney swipes.
So drop in, friends, soon at A. New Broom and use our reading room.
Convenient gum machines in every corner.
Headquarters in America for chimney sweeps.
Remember, A. New Broom sweeps clean. I see that call you mentioned a little bit earlier has come in now. The light on the phone is blinking. Pick it up, and that means Steve Bosco must be on the other end. Hello?
Hello, hello, Bob and Ray. This is Steve Bosco calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, I presume you've got...
Hello?
Hello?
Thought we were cut off there.
No, you haven't even begun yet. I say, I presume you've got a lot of baseball news for us tonight, Steve.
The American League is real tight. You can cover the first four teams with a baby blanket.
Well, you said that last week. Anything new to report?
Well, there's been no change in the American League. The National League, of course, is moving along as expected.
Mm-hmm.
They're all playing there, as I understand it.
Yes, they're all playing.
And
yeah.
We'll have the World Series in the fall.
Uh-huh.
You can bet your life on that. Hello?
Well, we always have.
Hello?
That's not big news. You know. Hello?
That's Steve Bosco calling. Look, fellas, I'm in a little bit of financial trouble.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
And,
every time you call, you're in financial trouble.
Well, it's a matter of $435. I went ahead and wrote a check here.
Another
thinking
bad...
that you had deposited money in my account back in New York.
We've been sending you money regularly, every week.
Well, I have been under the impression that you were depositing money for me, and now I am definitely in trouble. It's a federal thing.
You are under an erroneous misapprehension.
That's what they've got me for. And I would suggest that you get me covered immediately, or it will be good morning, Judge, for me.
Uh-huh.
And I know you don't want that to happen.
Well, frankly, Steve...
Incidentally, I saw a rookie out here, Minneapolis, fellas. He's a tall kid. He hits a long ball. He goes to his left pretty well, and he has a nice motion at second base.
Well, then you have been paying a little attention to baseball, and...
So will you get that money out to me?
Well, I don't know.
Fine, I'll be looking for it, and I'll tell the authorities then that it will be there.
Incidentally, do
Hello?
You remember last Friday...
Hello?
You remember last Friday you mentioned something about an airplane with Bob and Ray's name on it? You were going to take care of it?
Hello, hello.
Flying over Yankee... Hello.
This is Steve Bosco calling.
Yeah.
Yes, about that. As I understand it, I had a plane scheduled to fly over New York with your name on the wings.
That's
and
right.
4-foot neon lights.
And we forwarded you $436 to take care of that.
So
remember?
If you get that money out to me, fellas, I'll appreciate it very much.
I can't hear you.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Steve Bosco, rounding third and being thrown out at home.
Howdy, Bob and Ray.
Hello, Tex.
Arlo and your playboys.
And welcome to Studio 3E today.
Really very very nice to be here, too.
Where have you
Except
been?
Except I really don't need this raccoon coat, I suppose.
Now, what are you wearing that for today?
I brought it over. I thought I might get rid of it. Sell it to one of the Page boys or something.
Well, how old is it, Tex?
About 22 years old.
It looks good.
It's in good shape, though. The lining looks good.
Wonderful.
Oh,
shape.
The lining's fine.
Uh-huh. Have you had any...
I felt awful silly walking down the street with it, though.
Why don't you carry it? On such a
Oh, it's so heavy, I can't carry it. I got to distribute the weight of the thing.
Well, I suppose you do, but it looks so silly coming up Fifth Avenue on a day like
this. I thought maybe you'd know somebody that'd like to buy it from me.
Tex, will you please move on out of the studio, please, with that awful
yeah.
coat? Is it raining outside?
No, it isn't, Mary.
That raccoon is damp, believe me.
Well, I don't know, maybe...
I got wind of it out in the
maybe
kitchen,
he got
boy.
Too close to the fountain downstairs
just
there. Yeah.
Keep moving, Tex,
I'll
please.
Just get over... I'll get over here downwind.
This is Pepper Young's studio, you know.
Yeah.
Please, land.
You have to be very careful. Well, Tex, we'll see if we can sell that for you. I don't know whether we can do anything about it.
Well, friends, if you'd like to have this 25-year-old raccoon coat, just simply put on a postcard, raccoon, and send it to Raccoon, NBC, New York.
This would be great for any of you who are good storytellers. You'd buy the coat and become a raconteur.
All right, Bob, stand up and let
yeah.
everybody look at you.
Oh, Lance, what do you want tonight, boys? I have bean and egg prepared.
Bean and egg is going to be the main dish tonight.
Yes, of course.
What have you got for dessert?
It's so warm, actually.
I tell you what you haven't made for a long time, Mary, and that's half-baked Indian pudding.
Well, I'll have a recipe for that tomorrow,
Danny. I know that you've been running into trouble on that recipe here in New York, though, haven't you?
Yes, but I'll have that half-baked Indian recipe for you tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look for that.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Gouldy. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.